بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. I want to, in fact, make a categorization here between those who were guilty of doing their, let's say, duties and those who failed to, find the truth. Let's call them as we have in Islamic term as qasir and muqassir. I want you to clarify us between these two definitions and tell us how Allah the Almighty will judge them in the Day of Judgment, and how would these, the companions of A'raf or Evelation, would behave them there in the scene of A'raf.
According to the verse I mentioned, we can find out the answer to this question as well. Those who are, failed, those who failed to find the truth, they have struggled, they have used their, facilities they had in their at their disposal to find the truth, but they were not able to do so. But in their hearts, they had no prejudice. It is very important. Sometimes people find the truth, but because of different attachments or prejudice, they don't accept it. Sometimes you see, they say, for example, this message is coming from, for example, people from different nations, or nation is better than them, so we can't accept this because, for example, these are a lower nation, we are better nation. Or sometimes they say, for example, we are of that people, for example, in the case of, for example, population. And people sometimes make such factors for themselves, and it stops them from accepting the truth. These people will be punished, because truth is the truth. When you find the truth, according to your reason, you have to apply it. About science, for example, when they discover that, for example, this food is harmful or this is useful for such a disease, they don't care who found it, in which country, whether it was a man or woman, bad or good. None of these things are important for people when they are speaking or talking about some disease, because they know that what is important is the cure for the health problems they have.
Exactly.
But when it comes to spirituality, you see there are lots of excuses people bring just to make a kind of pretext for them to run from the truth. So these are not acceptable. But sometimes people struggle, they use their facilities to find the truth, but they fail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. We have the hadith that when a person...
will reward them for what?
For their struggle. Uh-huh. For the struggle they had to find the truth.
And if they didn't have any struggle?
Of course...
they failed to find, but they didn't have any... they were not making any efforts to find the truth.
If it was possible for them to find the truth, so to the extent that they, in fact, they are guilty, they're responsible. And but if the person is not able to find the truth, or he's or she's 100% sure about what he is doing, to the extent that he even doesn't imagine that other thing might be correct and true. So for these people, but honestly and sincerely, they practice what they believe in, there's a hope for them to succeed. And these are what we call them qasir, means they are not guilty in not finding the truth.
What do we mean by this being succeed? Does it mean that they can have the same rank as the believers have?
Of course, there are different levels, even if, for the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hum darajatun indallah. Even believers are not of the same rank, they are in different ranks. There are some ahadiths that tell us that those people of such qualification, some of them are in very lower place of paradise, some of them are in very, they are in the hell, Some people are in the hell, but they are in a kind of rest there. I mean, it is not that painful as the other parts of the hell. So they are in a better condition than the other in regard to the other people, regarding other people. So there are different ranks.
Different ranks. Okay.
For heaven, and different, in fact, ranks that we call them darakat for hell and darajat for Jannah. Darakat is descending and darajat ascending. So, you know, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acts people according to the extent of their facility and abilities that they had. And whatever they had in their hand and they had access to. For example, imagine a person may pay $1,000 for the sake of Allah, but this person has $10,000. Another person has, for example, $10 and pays $1 for the sake of Allah. The first one paid 1/10 of his property, and the second spent 1% of his property. But the first person spent $1,000, and the second person spent $1. These two people are the same. They will reward it in the same way. Why? Because both of them has spent 1/10 of their property for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to reward a person, they look at the facilities, abilities, and properties the person had, and the effort he has done according to what he had. So through this way, the justice will be established. For example, a person is born in a very religious family, and he or she was able to know everything about the religion. Another person is born in a family that they don't care about the religion. They are not to be judged in the same way.
Yeah.
For this person, to do very simple things of the religion is good, but for that person it's difficult. So through this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes justice. So no one can say, this is injustice that this person was in a religious family, I was not in a religious family. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks people and questions them according to the things that he has given to them and is at their they have access to.
Exactly.
www.wislam.com